Talk once again to the captain of the Edmonton Rush, Chris Corbeil, joins us. Chris, how you doing?
Doing well, Gregor. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. How was the video shoot? You guys have had to do a lot of videos for promotional stuff today and tomorrow, I think.
We've been in front of the camera all weekend, so it's been a little bit of fun. I was doing an interview earlier with Doxy, and we were razzing each other a little bit, giving each other a hard time, but we're all wrapped up for the day and heading back to the hotel, so it's been a long one, but we had some fun.
Now, Chris, I remember talking to you last year. Actually, we were just down the street and on the rocks, and you came in. You just be named captain, and you said, the one thing you were going to do as a captain was make this team more competitive and, lead them to be more competitive and get off to a good start of the season. Well, you won your first 14 games. What are you going to do for an encore this year?
Yeah, we set out a bunch of goals at the start of last year, and one of those, as I mentioned to you then, was getting off to a hot start. And we also wanted to be playing a lot better at home, and we had the goal of getting a home playoff game. And we managed to achieve all those, but we fell short of a Champions Cup. So this year, in terms of the encore, we really only have one goal this season. We're only looking to achieve one thing, and that's to bring home a championship.
Your team, Derek Keenan, of course, and we'll get into him, unfortunately, not being with your team right away, but he said, hey, our special teams need to be better, and he put out a challenge to the defenders, even the guys you had the best goals against, the lowest goals in the league, that he wanted the defense to be better at crucial times of the game. What do you think of the comments from him, and how do you guys go on improving that aspect of your defense?
No, I think he's bang on. I do think we do have the best defensive unit, but we need to be reliable during those clutch times of the game. And it happened last year where we were giving up goals. We wouldn't give up many, but oftentimes we're giving them up in the most important times of the game when we needed stops the most. So, I think his comments were a challenge to us. We're a group back there that likes to be challenged and willing to accept that challenge. We're always looking to get better. So and there's always room to improve, and I think that's definitely one area where we can make some improvements is during those crucial important times of the game, whether it be late in a period or quarter or a half or when we're a man short or something like that.
Chris Corbeil, captain of the Edmonton Rush, join us. They open the season January 3rd in Buffalo. Their home opener is the following Saturday, the 10th, here in Edmonton against Minnesota. Chris, a few years ago you brought in Mark Matthews, a number one overall pick, a big body, and obviously had a great rookie season. He talked about how going up against likes of you and Rubish in practice really helped him. You've had now, I think, a few preseason games and some training camp to see Ben McIntosh, a number one pick that they moved up to get in the trade. Plays the opposite side of the floor, not as tall as Matthews, but a thicker body. Give me your first impressions of McIntosh. What should Rush fans expect from him?
Yeah, he's a guy that's not quite as flashy as Mark is, and he's going to do more stuff off ball. But he's someone that is he's going to be a huge contributor in that off ball game, like I mentioned. He does have that thicker body. He's going to be banging and crashing and clearing out room for a lot of our smaller righties. He's also one of those we were talking a little bit earlier about coming through during clutch times, and he's a guy that's proven in his college career and in the WLA that he comes through when it really matters, and he steps his game up when games are tight and in playoffs and times like that. So we're really looking forward to having him on board this year.
Are you going to get the Rush to list you as a transition player this year?
No, I'm refusing. I'm staying defense, and I'm going to push Kyle again, hopefully, for that that Defender of the Year award. I'm not giving up.
Well, it's not even that, but, man, like, you transitioned the ball a lot. You scored 17 goals to lead the entire league for defensive guys last year.
Yeah, well, even a blind squirrel finds a nut here and there. I honestly consider myself a defensive guy.
Okay.
I try and create opportunities in transition, but I'm never a guy that's going to go out and stay or play an offensive shift. If it doesn't happen out of an odd man situation, I'm usually dumping the ball and getting off. So I think when it really comes down to it, and I guess everyone's definition is their own, but for me that sort of makes me still a tried and true defender. So I'm going to stick with that label for now.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. You were very good on breakaways last year. Did goalies have more film on you? Is it going to be tougher for you to score this year?
You know what? What I did last year was I started mixing it up because I kind of had one or two spots where I'd normally put it, and I found that goalies sort of were getting my numbers. So last year when I started mixing it up, things went a little better for me. So hopefully I can continue to keep them off guard, I guess, by mixing up the repertoire. I mean, I'm not throwing too many fakes or anything, but I'm just putting the ball in different spots and keeping them guessing more often than not.
Tomorrow, a full-fledged exhibition game against Calgary. I know they're going to I'm hearing like 10,000 fans for that game tomorrow night. You guys haven't had, like, you know, full-fledged. I know you play like half games with, you know, 30 or 40 guys, but it's not a real game pace. How important will that game be tomorrow night, do you think, for you guys? And is it too early to send a message to Calgary in your mind, or does it only matter in the playoffs?
No, you're absolutely right. What we've been playing up until this point have just been scrimmages, and you know, we rotate guys in and out for you know, one half, and then they get to sit out the second half, or vice versa. But we're jacked up for tomorrow. It's, you know, for one, it's Calgary, and we don't like them very much, and they obviously don't like us very much, and there's a lot of history, and they put us out of the playoffs last year, so there's a lot of resentment there. And then secondly, this is it's a dress rehearsal for the regular season, because this is going to be the last time this group will be together before we're all in Buffalo in the new year. It's a pretty lengthy break over the holidays, and like I said, we're not getting back together again until the night before Buffalo for our season opener. So it'll be very important to work out all the last minute details and just the you know, fine-tune this thing before we head into our season.
Chris, you know, I talked to a lot of your teammates, and you know, they say you're clearly the leader of the team. You know when to be a vocal guy and when to challenge your teammates. Mark Matthews, you know, I saw him today. You know, he's trimmed down. He feels like he's even in better shape. He thinks his conditioning's going to help him late in the season. He felt like he was maybe a little bit tired at times late in games. Have you had a message? Like, how are you challenging your teammates this year, you know, considering how very good your team was last year?
Well, part of the challenge we're facing this year, obviously, is we're without head coach Derek Keenan. And he was sort of the sheriff, so to speak, right? He was he's a guy that commands a lot of respect, you know, whenever he's in your presence. And, you know, he says something to you, you're listening. And if he raises his voice in practice, you know, guys are shutting up and you know, keeping their heads down and putting in the extra effort. So the challenge this year is really to keep everybody focused and make sure we maintain that compete level through practice and through camp and through this exhibition game tomorrow. And it is tough when your leader and that, as I described him, the sheriff isn't around, right? So guys have to have that self-discipline to say, you know what, I gotta lay it all out here. I gotta put in the effort now, because you know, we don't have Keenan there in everybody's ear.
Speaking of Keenan, I know I talked to you, and I appreciate your honesty, and I wrote that article about Derek and his wife, Wendy, and you'd mentioned how last year it wasn't a go-to, but you did at times in the huddle on the floor, you know, talk about Wendy to your teammates and, you know, her work ethic and trying to battle cancer. And, you know, it's obviously taken kind of a, you know, a bad turn here for them this year. How much is Wendy and Derek, you know, in your guys' thoughts for your team, and how will that motivate your team this year compared to last?
You know what, compared to last year, I really don't think there'll be too much of a difference, because we're aware of the situation, and with these things, you're never really sure how much time. So last year we had a big incentive to try and win a championship, and unfortunately we fell short. But fortunately for us, Wendy's still with us, and we're entering this season, and hopefully we can win our championship.
Well, Chris, best of luck with that, and all the best to you and the entire Rush team over the Christmas season, and we'll see you in 2015.
Awesome. Really appreciate the call, Jason.